Good evening. Good evening. Welcome. Welcome. Such a wonderful thing to be able to practice together. It makes a difference. Chances are I wouldn't come here into this room and just meditate by myself if I didn't know that there's a whole community of us, whether you're listening to this live or sometime later, probably not before, but later, or there's something kind of wonderful about the reaching across space and time together. So we'll start with a guided meditation. And just finding some balance in our seat. Maybe that requires a little bit of rocking, a little bit of adjustment. It's worthwhile to spend some time finding a place where there can be some uprightness with some balance. Allowing the spine to be upright if you're sitting, if you're lying down, you might consider this energetically, but is there a way in which we might imagine we were just very, very gently pulled up in a way that is not stiff or contrived, but a way that introduces a little bit of space. And I want to use this word uprightness. Maybe there's a better word, but the opposite of being collapsed. Allowing the shoulders and arms to just hang. And then just feeling the body as a whole, the posture, the geometric shape. We are in a type of pyramid. We're sitting and knowing that we're sitting. And then we might feel the body breathing, this movements of the chest or the belly, or maybe feeling the air going in and out of the nose. Can rest our awareness on those sensations associated with breathing. feeling the in-breaths, the out-breaths, and the transitions between the breaths. It might be that while we're resting our attention on the sensations of breathing, that there are some compelling bodily sensations. It's not uncommon. In fact, it's quite common for there to be a little bit of uncomfortableness in the body in general. It's why we shift postures, put on sweaters, take off sweaters. We can, rather than getting all tangled up with the uncomfortable sensation in the body, you can use a simple label, unpleasant. Unpleasant. It turns out it makes a difference, the tone that we use when we make this label. That is, whether it's evenly or comes from a balanced, even-mindedness, unpleasant, or if it comes laced with a lot of aversion or hatred or dang it, get out of here, go away type of a tone. Can we label with as much ease as is available to us with this unpleasant sensation? It might not affect the unpleasantness, our labeling, but it can disrupt the momentum of all that might happen, this aversion to aversion to aversion to aversion, this build-up of repulsiveness or type of hatred. Can undermine that with a simple label, unpleasant. Without worrying about how it got there, what we're going to do next to make sure it never arises again? Can we nip it in the bud, all the thinking and planning and story making, by just noticing unpleasant? If it feels overwhelming or it's too unpleasant, by all means, there's no need to stay there with that practice. It can be really helpful to notice a neutral part of the body. The top part of the right leg, maybe. Near the left elbow. Maybe that's a neutral place, place with neutral sensations. We're only labeling as a support. If it feels too much effort, burdensome, there's no need to do it. But it can be a way to work with some of the discomfort that arises in the body. And this way, if we can label unpleasant bodily sensations as unpleasant, we might disrupt the momentum of this unpleasantness that might lead to ill will or anger or all kinds of different expressions of aversion, which might cause harm for ourselves and for others. So in this way, learning to work with or be with unpleasant sensations not only supports our path to greater freedom and greater ease, but also helps protect others from our anger, our ill will, or whatever might arise as a consequence of this unpleasant experience. So may all beings be happy and free.